Praise God, it's good to be with you again, and I want to talk to you today about mental warfare, about the warfare of the mind, which is where the majority of the warfare is. It's what so many of you face. It's what you deal with on a daily basis, and you've not learned yet to how to do this, how to wrestle with the devil, how to keep this mental warfare in perspective and not let the devil overwhelm you. Because I'm going to tell you, a spirit can overwhelm you. And, you know, I learned a long time ago in old stories about if your company comes and you make them too comfortable, you cook for them, you feed them, you entertain them, then they're going to stay around and take advantage of your hospitality. Well, the more you entertain mental warfare from the enemy, the more you allow condemnation and the more you allow the enemy to accuse you and war against your mind with this mental warfare, the more he's going to stay around. So you've got to learn to cut the devil off. You've got to learn to shut his mouth, in other words, and you've got to put him on the road. So there's something that is known as psychological warfare. And I was telling you earlier on in the study that I love boxing. Then I got to studying karate. And the one thing that I noticed and the one thing I learned, especially in karate, was to be mentally prepared so that my reflexes would react without thinking in an initial situation to stop the enemy from doing me harm. I learned to respond mentally without thinking. I would see a situation, my mind would assess it, and I mean, with just a split second, my defenses were up, I was ready to strike, I was ready to guard myself. And, you know, it's a weapon that you learn, but also, you know, I've watched fighters, and especially some of y'all know one of the greatest fighters was Muhammad Ali. Well, he would meet his opponent, and he would do the weigh-in and everything, and he would stand there, and he would tell that man how bad he was going to mess with him, what he was going to do to him, what round he was going down in. And all this was to mentally get his opponent doubting, get him worrying, get him to wonder if this man really was going to defeat him. And he would study videos and films of this fighter. He would find their weaknesses, and he would see about when they started wearing down, how when they got fatigued, and he would tell them, "You're going down in this round." And he would psychologically put that fighter into a place where he was worrying instead of being mentally prepared. And then during the fight, you could see him talking to the fighter. You could see him doing things to anger him. And if you ever get angry in a battle, you're done for, because you can't fight in anger. You've got to fight with your mind, and you can't do it in anger. And I've seen this man win so many fights by making his opponent mad and getting him to start using his physical body to fight with instead of using his mental abilities and staying calm. And if he ever made that fighter mad, he'd win every time, because he'd cause him to exert himself physically. He would ward him off till he wore himself out, and then he would move in for the kill, so to speak. So the devil's not stupid, but you know, the devil, he ain't the only one that knows mental warfare. David used it. If you go to 1 Samuel 17 and you go to the 42nd verse, you'll see what David said to Goliath, and Goliath tried to do it to David. But in the 42nd verse, when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, or he was disgusted with him, for he was but a youth and ruddy, a red-faced, and had a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, "Am I a dog that thou comest to me with a stave or with a stick?" Because David had his staff in his hand. This made the Philistine mad, and he started cursing David by the name of his gods. It made him mad. It insulted him that they had sent a boy out to fight. Here this man was 9 feet something tall, weighed hundreds of pounds, probably outweighed David 3 or 4 times, was probably nearly twice as tall as David. And he had a man carry his shield. It took a full-grown battle, hard man just to carry his shield. And so when Goliath looked around and saw David, he got mad. I mean, he got mad and he started cursing David by the name of his gods. And the Philistine said to David, "Come to me and I will give thy flesh unto the fowl of the air and the beast of the field." Then David turned around and said to the Philistine, "Thou cometh to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied." I remember when David hurt him the first time. Something run down David's backbone, him probably just a young man, 15, 16 years old. Man, something run down David's backbone and he throwed them shoulders back and he looked across that valley at Goliath strutting and screaming and challenging Israel. And Israel shaking in their boots. And David just bowed up and said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he would dare defy the armies of the living God?" It was righteous indignation that motivated David because he loved his God and he wasn't going to let anybody, especially an unclean, uncircumcised Philistine, defame the name of his God. So David, when David went out to face him, he said, "You might come to me with a sword and a spear and a shield." He said, "But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hands, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the armies of the Philistines to the wild beast of the earth." And David believed what he was saying, and he told Goliath what he was going to do to him. And of course, Goliath didn't care. Goliath was mad, and that's what cost Goliath a battle. He got mad. He got angry. He got upset. He wasn't fighting as a man of war. He wasn't fighting as a warrior. He was fighting in his anger, and David saw the opportunity, and by the Spirit of the Lord, he put one stone in his sling, and we saw that opportunity to let that stone go, and we don't know, but somehow that stone found its mark in Goliath's forehead. I don't know if his helmet slipped. We don't know what happened or God moved it, but that stone sunk down into Goliath's forehead and he fell on his face and David went and cut his head off.